This is a progress on Barbara Ha, H-A-W. Date was August 10th, 2022. Place is Argentine Care Center. So Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A is the first name. Ha, H-A-W is the last name. Chief complaint, Mrs. Howe was seen regarding stroke history, diabetes and mellitus, congestive heart failure, and history of major depression, period. New paragraph history, Mrs. Howe was pleasantly confused today, period. She was not as agitated as at other times, period. Recently, about a week or two ago, we ordered Xanax for anxiety, and that did help her, period. She was more calm, less agitated, feeling better, period. A pharmacy recommendation recommended stopping that to see how she does, but the nursing staff tells me she did much better with Ativan, period. It was just 0.25 milligrams twice a day, period. New paragraph. Her right hemiplegia appears about the same, period. She occasionally hallucinates, but was not doing so when seen, period. She's on aspirin for stroke, period. Her hypertension is... currently controlled. A few readings are up, but most of them are in the normal range, period. There's no headache or chest pain, period. She does have a history of chronic systolic heart failure, but she had denied any dyspnea and was laying it flat in bed without any orthopnea, period. Seems less depressed than at other times when seen, period. In paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever, chills, or major weight change, eye no complaints, ENT no complaints, respiratory, no dyspnea or cough, cardiovascular, no chest pain, GI, no abdominal pain or other complaints, GU, no dysuria, musculoskeletal, no acute arthralgias. She does have a severe left hemiplegia, period. She does have good grip with the right hand, period. Sensation growth is intact. New paragraph. Passes. She's positive for stroke with left hemiplegia, essential hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2 without complications, major depressive disorder, memory impairment following the stroke, and she likely has a dementia, which is either vascular or mixed, period. The history of falls, constipation, TAs in the past. Anxiety disorder. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Temperature 98, pulse 62, respiratory 16, blood pressure 141 over 73, O2 saturation 94%. Head and neck exam is unremarkable. Ears normal inspection, oral mucosa normal, eyelid and conjunctiva normal, exocumen are intact. Neck supple, no mass or thyromegaly or nodes. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Can you ask a normal one is tuned? No gallop, no murmur, abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS, severe left hemiplegia, musculoskeletal, negative for acute joint inflammation and effusion. The skin was unremarkable. The paragraph assessment and plan, 1, Ms. Ha has a history of stroke. And I will continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily, prothiazide 75 milligrams daily, period. 2, she has essential hypertension, and I will continue lisinopril 40 milligrams daily and carvedilol.
Oh, sure, that'd be great. Thanks.
The betalol, sorry, carbidol 6.25 milligrams twice a day, period. For the stroke, is on Plavix 75 milligrams daily and aspirin 81 milligrams daily. Three, she has significant dementia, period. It's quite severe, and I don't think she would benefit from a cholinesterase inhibitor. Four, she has congestive heart failure controlled with lisinopril and carbidol, but I don't think she needs a diuretic at the present time, period. Five, she has major depression and Alkaline Zoloft, 50 milligrams nightly. Six, she has anxiety and agitation. And she did do better when on Xanax 0.25 milligrams twice a day, period. There was an attempt at dose reduction, but I think she's benefiting, so I will restart the lorazepam 0.25 milligrams twice a day, period. She may be slightly more alert than in the past few months, but at least she's less agitated when seen today, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.